because
Zechen Neshmas Daniela Shena Bas Yeshua Falak. Okay. We read in this week's parsha Matas Masay about the Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven. And something's very, very strange.
I'll put his conference on the next table.
You would think, you know, Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven, Eretz Yisrael, you know, you get an opportunity to live in Eretz Yisrael, the rest of Klal Yisrael, and they don't want it. They don't want it. I mean, Bnei Gad, this Chazal, I think that they were, it was a Chazal, or some Kakeus pointed out that they went into Golus Tchila because they didn't. But there has to be something. You know, Miknarav, okay, is it just Tam, very simple, that they had animals, so they needed a place to graze the animals, and that's the whole thing, or is it something more? Because the Chorav, so if you look in the Sefer Oiv Yisrael, in the Sefer Oiv Yisrael, he says like this, on the second arrow, page 8. Achshar shadav rukach, devadei tzarech tam al b'nei godum b'nei ruven shei tzadikim gemurim, b'nei mo masu b'eretz achemda. V'sa'avu li tocherek nachasom chutz l'aretz tafka. Li sofek shekvarosim ha'yusol l'shem shemayim. Lolashum Hano Gashmis. It has to be the same Shem. So what is it? Chedur Divrei Kodesh Shel Baal Shem Tov, Amuvim Besfarim
HaKadoshim. I'm sorry, the Evayon has some Kedusha, doesn't it?
Yeah.
The Mishnah in various places talked about,
yeah, yeah,
right?
It could have, but it's still not the Eretz Yisrael. So
right.
You're compromising on...
Yeah, right.
Derchusha Shel Odom Kimo Bahamosa Vavodav Kodoma Hein Heima Chelik Nishmoso. In other words, a person is not only who you are, everything you own has a hispashtus of you. I own the suit, I own these svarim. Me is not only me, but me is me and my belongings. It's not just an external thing. It's part of... Tomid machma she yodu shehem echelke nishmosam v'shorsam ashe nispashu b'mikne shalahem. In other words, what's this idea of the... Because the rotzon is part of them. The tzon. Kacha yu manhigim es hatzon l'mire tov. L'mokam she avinu baruch chodshim she roi yisham l'var oson hanitzotzos. Hakadoshim. In other words, so therefore, that's part of them, and therefore, that part of me needs this area, but it's not just an idea of that it's my possessions and I care about my possessions. No, that's a chelek of my essence, then this pashet in everything I belong, and therefore, yes, like Rav Moshe Shapiro said, there's the mimala, these nitzotzos, or whatever. So mimala, and that's the proper area for them. But it's because it's chelek nishmos, mikne rava yolev ne godem ne ruven, And Moshe Rabbeinu, he said he should have done it the opposite way, but this is the idea. Now, as Rabbi Goldstein is probably thinking this is a bit esoteric, perhaps. So I want to show you another approach, you know. But the point being, it's not just physical thing. It's part of that whatever you own, that's a chelik of your mahus as well. The Mor v'Shemesh says another idea, the different idea. Mor v'Shemesh says Mikne Rav. So he has the same question. Yesh Lahavin, page 12. Mahaya kavanosam shall b'nei Ruvein u'b'nei God tzadikim kedoshim ke'elu shayu me'eda shleima mi'boi ha'oretz mi'osan ha'kosu v'aleim chayim kulchem hayom yich b'tzulash Hashem's b'chus l'ar shiye eretz sichon v'og v'lo yirtzu l'alos l'eretz ha'kedosha litol shom nachlas nachal v'eretz Yisrael. So he says like this. Avram Avinu, right? Avram Avinu, Gedisa Bezor HaKadosh, page 13. Moshe Rabbeinu, Hishtokik Ma'od, Lovo Shamo. Kein Torka Torz Eretz Yisrael. Avir Machim Kiedua. Shom Ein HaKlipos Sholten. Chol Adar Be'Eretz Yisrael 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 Eloka. So understand, they want to give all this up. What's the pshat? He says a beautiful idea. He says, Hine, left side. Gabi Melchemes Sichon, this is the Mor v'Shemesh. The Mor v'Shemesh is a classic Hasidic sefer here, called Klomnitz Kalman Epstein, from the great Hasidic, you know. He said, Melchemes Sichon v'Og. Oh! Haisa hamochama rak l'shem shemayim. Fi shelo haisa kavanasan lador sham lechaz bol l'achuza. He said, when Klal Yisrael, what happened? They got Sichon v'Og. That's Sichon v'Og is the land of where B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven, right? And then they go to Eretz Yisrael. So the melchama to be kovish Sichon v'Og is what? Is the ultimate l'shem shemayim. Why? Because Klal Yisrael weren't going to live there. Klal Yisrael weren't going to live in Eretz Yisrael V'Og. Right? And yet they're conquering it because Hashem wanted that they should, it's a mitzvah. V'shelo yosa kavanosam lador sham lechos bo lachuzo. Right? Klal Yisrael. Rak shehayu machrivin osa kidichsiv achareim kol ir. The kai mitzvahs los chaya kol neshama. Shem omim misheva umos shenem aleim los chaya kol neshama. Rach she'artzim nechshevet michutz l'artz. Okay, now he said, Mechem sirim l'garmin l'irak l'shem shemayim. But he says, but to be kovish Eretz Yisrael, that's not totally l'shem shemayim. Why? Because you're going to live there. Of course I want to be kovish it. I need a place to stay. But the kvisha of Sichon V'Og is what? It's totally l'shem shemayim. Hashem commanded. Acharim. Well, Eretz Sichon, he michutz l'arts. Al kein hoysa mochemus Sichon V'Og l'gam rach l'shem shemayim. Kein mochomos lichbosh hagam shi mochemus mitzvah. Afol p'kein yesham eza p'niya. Gam kein Achizel Yitzhara Gam Kein Levalva HaMachshava. But he says just by B'nei Gad and B'nei Reuven, just the opposite. You see, they wanted the place that they should. B'nei Gad and B'nei Reuven, Muhammad Zos Haisa Rach Neshem Shemayim Lol Shem Pnuya Acheres. Hashem Muhammad Seretz Yisrael Yireiv Shilu Yel Hashem. Sham shum pnei mitzar hayetzahar b'shvil tarugi alom hazeh. Al kenei yuchafetim nishar litol nachal b'eretz Sichon v'og leilech arkarkak v'rosh ha'mochama v'adei kavrosam gam kein rach l'shem shemayim kein l'yishlu shum nachal b'eretz Yisrael. He says that's it. In other words, they dafka wanted, they were going to fight to get Eretz Yisrael where they weren't going to live. So memela, they're putting a part of kibush Eretz Yisrael that's totally l'shem shemayim. Whereas the rest of Klal Yisrael, when they conquered Sichon V'Og, it was totally L'Shem Shemayim, because they are not living there.
Mm-hmm.
So where's the L'Shem Shemayim in Kibush Eretz Yisrael? That's why they Dafka didn't want to live in Eretz Yisrael. So Mimela, if they don't live in Eretz Yisrael, and they're Mishtate for the Milchama, so then what? Then their Chalik of the Kibush of Eretz Yisrael is totally L'Shem Shemayim, because they're not living there. They're living in Eber HaYarden. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu originally didn't understand what their kavanah was, and once he understood it, Moshe Rabbeinu lo hevin kavanosam, tochichem b'techeches gdolim, ko asu avoseichem b'sholchi osam b'kadesh b'deya, kam to tachas avoseichem, v'zev v'yikshu elav v'yomru, perchu shekavanosam yirach l'shem shamayim. So that's what they said. Their kavanah is only l'shem shamayim, that they're going to conquer, be part of Eretz Yisrael. They're going to be the head of the Mochama. And once Moshe Rabbeinu heard that that's their Kavana, he
thought that they didn't want to go to war.
Right,
yeah.
Right. But he said, no, fuck
yeah. So that's
good for the point. We're going to go first.
Yeah, right.
Because we want,
yeah,
this way there'll be a total, yeah, struggle we, yeah, mentioned last week, in Pinchas. That in life you have to have certain things need pure L'Shem Shemayim. Like Pinchas, you did this thing totally L'Shem, Mekano is Kenosi. He did L'Shem Shemayim. And Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven, same thing. What they did was totally L'Shem Shemayim, because Kibush Israel is such a holy place, but it has to have that Maila of L'Shem Shemayim. If everyone would be living there and everyone would be part of the Melchama, then it won't be a pure L'Shem Shemayim.
What do you see that they got to move in the idea that they
would
go over and fight?
Right, so he's saying that they had this, like what Rabbi Hester said, they really had it in mind the whole time.
Yeah,
it's just
what
That's how he's teaching the pesukim, that it says, as the pasuk says, he said, "Kiyosu, he nekamtem tachav zeichem luzeg vayikshur alavayemru upeshu shakamrosam yirak l'shem shemaim." You see, Moshe was giving them mussar, and he's saying, "No, that's not our," and he's explained that's shot in their response.
Right. We're going to be in the front. We're going to be fighting. That's why he's taking the twist.
Right.
Can I ask a question? In other words,
he's saying what? That we're going to fight.
Right. But can I ask a question? Like the first round polls, like what would have happened to the Abraham Yarden had Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven not answered Taylor?
Right.
He says it would have been for all of Bnei Israel. So how is it that it's like L'Shem Hashem? In other words, the point to the more of a Shemesh. So the East Bank is totally Shem Hashem, because we have no,
right,
when we're fighting, we're getting a Chalik in it.
Right.
But in the rest of the Rav is saying, everybody's going to have a Chalik in the East Bank. So when nobody's L'Shem Shemayim there.
Yeah, so obviously it's a different.
But what, according to the more of a Shemesh, what would have happened with the land on the East Bank had they not asked for the land?
It's hard to know.
Left empty.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then in the Mor v'Shemesh on page 18, when the Torah says, "Israel Eretz Chito Soro Gifin," Yeshlo Havin Shayadai Barma Lo Sechsa Kolba. Why does it have to say Chito Soro? Why doesn't it say Eretz that has everything? Why do you have to spell out? Why? So he says Nira Al Pimasha Chasam Numala. So Titus Bnei God, Shrotzul Hashar Be'er Yadim, and says Shirul Nafshem Shaloichem Ul Mechem Seretz Yisrael. In other words, just one could say the reason why they want to be in Eretz Yarden is they're afraid that they're going to lose out on the Shirul Nafshem Shaloichem Ul Mechem Seretz Yisrael. right? Because maybe if they're going to stay in Eretz Yisrael, they live there, then the kavanah of conquering it all, we're going to be able to eat such good stuff and things like that. And Moshe Rabbeinu is saying how great Eretz Yisrael is. Then, you know, maybe it'll cause them to be Bali Taiva, and they'll be in a lower Madrega. So that's Moshe Rabbeinu thought that maybe that's the pshat, that's why they don't want to come in. Because they feel it's such a land of Taiva. So then Moshe Rabbeinu says, don't worry about that. Because if you want to be Matai yourself and you want to throw away the Yetzer Hara, so you'll be able to throw it away, because Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Kedosha, and therefore even the Peiros are coming from Sitra de Kedusha. So you shouldn't. So that was why Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them, because he thought that they were afraid of the of being in the land that's too Megushim. So Moshe Rabbeinu says it has everything, but it's an Eretz of Kodesh. So the Peiros are going to give out Ruchnius. So that's why he says to them, Eretz Chita, Avol Pikein Lo Tifchadu, don't worry, Ki Eretz Lo Sechsar Kolba. You know, so what does Kol mean? Ein Bachisron La Tzadik HaNikra Kol. A Tzadik is called Kol, I think in the Svarim. Kol, because he's composite. So it's a land that will be, what? Compatible with the Tzadikim also. Don't think it's not a good land. You would think the Midbar is better for Tzadikim, because you don't have... it's a land that will be compatible even for the Kol, even for the Tzadikim.
Yaakov Aminu said, Yesh Li Kol.
Yeah.
Instead of Esav, Yesh Li Rov. Rov,
right.
Yeah.
And
it's not compatible for Tzadikim, though, that Hashem says, I'm giving you this land, but it'll work out.
Right. But maybe maybe he thought it was like a Nisoyan and they didn't have enough self confidence about the Nisoyan. You're right. If Hashem says it's going to work. And then the last thing, the Morav Hashemesh, he says when it talks about conquering Eretz Yisrael. So he says Eretz Yisrael, Avir Derso Machkin. He never said the Avir Derso Machim Tovu Maod. But you have to get rid of the klipos, because the evil spiritual things that cause a divide between, because the klipos are like a masach, they create a divide. Sorry, Adam Lagarish has a klipos, Kaddish Hamokom. So you have to. So Bemela, but there's some klipos that are hard to get rid of. Some are easier to get rid of. So when they did the Chalukah Sa'aretz, the Chalukah was done al pi the people, the Anshei Milo, got the areas that had difficult klipos, because they were able to conquer them. Taksila Gav Shbrochum Chalukah Sa'aretz Begoral. What's the idea of a Goral? So we think, oh, Goral, Allah. No, Goral is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, spiritually, certain people could be the people that should be in this part of Eretz Yisrael, because this part of Eretz Yisrael has greater klipos, greater tumah, and you need somebody who's on a high madrega to thwart that away. And the people who are on a lower level... Could get a different area, but it has to be, right, Israel has to be a place where it's compatible for everyone. It's a place of kedusha, tara, and it's asher eretz asher lo sechzar kol ba, and the way ultimately is because it's has a kibush l'shma, and that's b'nei Gad and b'nei Reuven. They're gonna get it l'shma, mikachovish l'shem shemayim. Because they're not going to live there. And that was their whole point. So we had two Mahalchim here. But they got them, they Reuven giving up Eretz Yisrael, either because their Mikneh is a chaluk of them, and they needed the Mikneh to be there, because there's this pashtus of themselves. It's not just my mikneh, it's me. And that, and the way to properly, that part of me needs this area. That's the of Yisrael. And the Mor v'Shemesh says, no, they need to conquer, they need to conquer Eretz Yisrael and not live there, because then it'll be totally in the Shem Shemayim. Because, you know, when are you going to live there? For
and
sure,
you
have Negius. And Negius in life, we know, when they're Negius, it's not L'Shem Shemayim.
Yeah.
It can be a certain level, but it's not totally L'Shem Shemayim. And that's V'nachnu Mechaletz Chushim Midas HaLishma B'Kibosh Ha'aretz. Right. Pure intention, which is a very high measuring. Okay. Ezra Shem, next week we'll continue. Devarim. And will we continue? I don't know, when is the first official parsha that we're back to?
Would be Re'eh.
Re'eh is ready, yeshiva starts.
Yeah, 26th. It's the Monday before
Okay.
August 26th, first day of
Okay,
Seder.
So I'm in the middle of the packet of Akev now. So, okay. Okay, very good.